This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A 16-year-old high school student who caused an international uproar when he traveled by himself from Florida to Iraq over the holidays has made it safely back home. Family members are relieved he's back, although more than a little upset about his impetuous trip to the Middle East. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Faris Hassan may have left for Iraq in secret, but the eyes of the world, or at least the media, were on him when he returned last night, surrounded by family members at Miami International Airport.
Faris, how you feeling?
The teenager didn't say anything, just smiled a bit timidly at the crush of reporters. Then he was whisked into a waiting black Mercedes and driven off. A little earlier, before his flight arrived, his mother, Shatta Atiya, had said that Faris was stunned by the whole experience, all the attention.
He's just extremely tired and overwhelmed, and so am I. So I really appreciate it. We'll just get to go home after he comes out.
It's been a nerve-wracking 2 weeks for Hassan's family, who didn't even know where he had disappeared to until he called from Kuwait City on December 12th. Hassan's older brother, Haider, is a student at Florida State University. He remembered how he reacted when he first heard the news.
I couldn't speak. I was scared for him. I mean, he doesn't speak Arabic. He's a little kid. I was just like, what was he getting himself into? He has no idea.
Faris Hassan has always been passionate about Iraq. Both his parents are Iraqi, successful immigrants who moved to the U.S. decades ago. At the college prep high school he attends in Fort Lauderdale, he spent hours researching the war in Iraq for journalism classes. In one essay, he wrote, "I feel guilty enjoying the multitude of blessings which I did nothing to deserve, while people in Iraq, many of them much better than me, are in terrible anguish." He also wrote that he wanted to spend Christmas in Iraq, experiencing the same hardships as ordinary Iraqis. Again, Brother Haider.
He had great intentions. I mean, he wanted to go there, see if he could help, see how it is over there. And as far as that, I mean, I completely respect what he did do in that sense. You know, I respect that he's able to take care of himself, but it's just absolutely not acceptable to do that.
Hassan's parents told him he couldn't go to Iraq, but with his Iraqi heritage, Hassan was able to get an entry visa into the country anyway. He then took his savings to buy a ticket on an airline that allows teens to travel alone. After detours in Kuwait City and Beirut, he made it into Iraq with some help from friends of his father in Beirut on Christmas Day. By the 27th, he had been taken under the wing of the U.S. government, which put him on a plane out of the country on Friday. Now that he's back in the U.S., there may be consequences for Hassan. School officials want to talk to him about skipping class, and Hassan's mother has reportedly warned her son is going to be officially grounded. But first, she said,
"I just want to hug him. I just want to take him home and thank God he's fine and alive and home."
Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.